Well, it's Grammys time again. Let's talk music with an expert. E! News correspondent Sibley Scholes is joining us on the line. Hello there.
Hello. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm amazing.
One of the first things that happens when the nominations are announced is people look for the snubs, right? Which artists weren't nominated, which ones were that shouldn't have been. So we see it every year. We always know that Taylor Swift is going to be nominated for everything. That's just how it goes. Let's talk, though, Beyonce first. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this is like the first year she hasn't been nominated in like 40 years.
It's 40 years is about right. Beyonce. It's a surprise to me, but also, you know what? I think Beyonce gave everyone what they needed to where it was a little early and we kind of forgot about it.
True. But maybe is that a way of saying that she didn't really step up her game in 2015 to give us anything more noticeable as the year went on?
You know what? I think Beyonce's got the motherhood situation going on, obviously. We've got Blue Ivy, and she's handling business as a mother and a business woman. So beyond music, I think Beyonce kind of said, you know what? I want to take this year to just be me and not push my music so hard.
Yeah, true. But I mean, even for like feeling myself with Nicki Minaj, people thought that should have been nominated, right?
You know what? I love Nicki Minaj, okay? I'll be honest. However, best rap album, I don't know about her. I mean, she's up there over Big Sean. I felt like Big Sean should have been more noticed this year.
Yeah. Okay, let's swing over then to Rihanna. Teamed up with Paul frickin' McCartney and Kanye. What happened there? And now again, they performed at last year's Grammys, and like you said, maybe it was just too early in the year that people forgot about it. Could that be what happened?
I think it's all about timing, especially now. I mean, obviously music comes and it goes, and 4 or 5 Seconds was a huge record with an amazing artist, Paul McCartney, as well on there with her. But people want, I think it's just about the timing now. It's like we have a younger generation listening to more music, and they want to hear something that's in the now, and I think you forget about it. It's hard to stay relevant on radio, so you kind of get lost in the circle when you have so many new music, you know, records coming out every week.
True. Okay, so you mentioned the younger generation, so let's go into Madonna and Prince. Still selling out concerts, but maybe not resonating with the younger listeners, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, Madonna, we all know who Madonna is. We all know who Prince is. However, they're going to always have their music base. Like you said, they are selling out concerts, they're selling out arenas, but I think it's just not resonating somewhere. There's like, you know, something missing where these young people who are, you know, part of the Grammy teams or just, you know, listening to radio right now, and they're not paying attention.
Well, you know, a lot of people are thinking, now, fellow Canadian here, let's say Carly Rae Jepsen, people are saying should have been nominated. So let's talk about this. Her smash, Call Me Maybe, was nominated years ago. You know, and we actually, on our show, we had the Canadian Idol judges who, you know, discovered her, essentially. They actually said that they thought that she'd be a long shot to win. And so it's kind of funny because you think just because a song is popular, well, she's going to win. But these people who are, you know, record label executives were sort of like, yeah, no. So now this time around with Emotion, everybody's saying she should have been a shoo-in. But sales were pretty crummy that first week. 16,000 is what was happening. So is this considered a snub?
Because I do think that Carly puts out these hits. She has these big records, but it is a snub. I feel like, I don't know if it was her timing either. I think she's an amazing artist. She's young. People do like her, and they listen to her music. Something there, it is a snub. I guess Indeed should definitely be a snub, because I love her, and I think it should have been nominated. I think she should be up there. I'm not sure what happened with that.
Could this be something like we see with Justin Bieber, who, you know, hit after hit after hit, he can have the screaming fans, but again, does the record industry, does the Academy, do the voters, do they recognize having screaming crazy fans or the actual quality of what you're recording and producing?
I think for me, I mean, knowing the industry and knowing the Grammys and how they work, it's two totally separate different things, and I think people need to kind of understand, we're not all about this is what the record should be. I mean, Justin Bieber, in his right, like, anytime you turn on the radio, you hear Justin Bieber.
Right.
He's great. He's amazing. I think he's been snubbed as well. Like, a lot of that stuff should be up there. And I feel like we need to get out of that mind frame of because they don't think it's, like, this true artistry or something that it can't be a part of the Grammys. because at the end of the day, music makes you feel a certain way, and you want to feel good when you hear music. You want to be like an Adele and have emotion, but you also want to have a Justin Bieber song when you're happy and you can party and have a good time.
Okay, let's take this. You mentioned Adele. I want to know your first reaction when you heard Hello. Where were you? What did you think? I gotta know.
I wish I could say I was like in a bathtub drinking wine and crying. I mean, that's ideally where I feel like you should be when you heard Hello. But, you know, I was in my car. My friend was like, did you hear Adele yet? Did you hear Adele? I was like, no. So I literally pulled to the side of the road. This is no joke. I bought the song off iTunes and listened, and it brought me back to great music again, where you hear someone just putting emotion and you can tell she really meant the words. And I love it. I love Adele. And she actually made me go back and pull up some old Amy Winehouse.
Jeremy Bradley here, back talking with our girl Sibley from E! News, chatting Grammys handed out Monday night on CBS. You mentioned about, like, sort of the business of the Grammys, so let's talk about this, because people might not understand how an artist or a song or an album gets nominated, because the song, the music or whatever has to be submitted for consideration, right?
Definitely. When you have an academy like that, just like, you know, same thing as with Oscars and different award shows, you know, there's criteria, there's sales, there are, you know, different things that go into this. And it's not what a person who doesn't know the industry would think sometimes. So even though you hear a record on the radio a million times, like, for instance, okay, D'Angelo, one of my favorite artists of all time, a lot of people, especially the younger generation, probably don't know who he is, but something resonated with him, and his numbers worked, and now he's up. Like, he's up there in the nominations.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get to some of your predictions about winners, okay? So, Album of the Year. I don't know if you remember all of the nominees. I can recap them for you if you want. Album of the Year. Who do you think is going to take it?
Okay, let's recap Album of the Year for me, please.
Okay. Alabama Shake, Sound and Color. Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly. Chris Stapleton, Traveler. Taylor Swift, 1989. Weeknd, Beauty Behind the Madness.
If I were to just go off my emotion and being an artist and a music lover, I would say The Weeknd, because I felt like The Weeknd found his niche. I felt like The Weeknd owned his music. And, you know, he's put out so much great stuff before when he went on tour with Justin Timberlake, but now I feel like this is him. He owned it.
See, I think that if The Weeknd wasn't nominated, I would say Taylor Swift would take it. But with The Weeknd in there, I think I agree with you. I think it could be The Weeknd. It was a big year last year for The Weeknd.
Definitely. I mean, with him on the soundtrack, you know, 50 Shades of Grey, huge movie. And he fits. And you know what the great thing about him is, I think, that takes it back to being an artist, is you look at The Weeknd as an artist. You're not looking at The Weeknd as a gimmick. You're not looking at The Weeknd as expected to put out a hit single. You're looking at The Weeknd as The Weeknd, and that's it.
Right, right. And we're always looking forward to The Weeknd, aren't we? Oh, geez, that was terrible.
Yes, we are.
Song of the Year. Kendrick Lamar, All Right. Taylor Swift, Blank Space. Little Big Town, Girl Crush. Wiz and Charlie Puth, See You Again. Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud.
See, I'm an Ed Sheeran fan, but yeah. I think I want to say with Fast and Furious 7, Paul Walker, I really feel like Charlie and Wiz, I hope they don't get snubbed. I really feel like that was an amazing song. It brought hip-hop as well as pop and just music together and blended so nicely, and it was such a great tribute.
Okay, all right. Record of the Year. D'Angelo and the Vanguard, Really Love. Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk. Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud. Taylor Swift, Blank Space. The Weeknd, Can't Feel My Face. I think Can't Feel My Face. Sorry, All Summer is. I heard that song All Summer.
I'm right with you on The Weeknd. I honestly, and you know what? I don't know why I feel like The Weeknd is the underdog in this, but I do, and in a good way. Like, I love underdogs, but I feel like The Weeknd just that voice and the way he handles his music and how he puts it out and the visuals to it, I'm going with The Weeknd.
This is a song that when you went through the mall, you heard it. When people were driving in their cars with the, you know, with the top down or the windows down this summer, you heard that blasting. Now, again, as we mentioned, just like Call Me Maybe, can't say just because everybody was playing it that it's a shoe-in, right?
Exactly. Just because it was playing does not mean, and this is why we have these conversations about who's going to be snubbed.
Right.
Because you just never know, and when you have these essentially these are contests of who's like the better artist, but it's really not. It just depends. It's so much that goes into this, and you can only hope for the best and hope the Grammys know what they're talking about and the people that get to vote.
JB here back at the controls, still chatting with Sibley, our girl from E! News, talking Grammys and making predictions, of course, about who's going to win. And we know we're going to be right. Okay, so for this next one, I don't have a favorite, and I don't even know who could possibly win because I don't care for any of them. Best New Artist. Well, I mean, I liked Meghan Trainor, okay, when she's with Charlie, it's sort of cute, right?
Tori Kelly is up there, right?
Tori Kelly, Sam Hunt, James Bay, Courtney Barnett, and Meghan Trainor.
Now, here, can I give you my snub?
Okay.
Betty Wop.
Yeah.
Betty Wop, and being, like, one of the faces right now for Calvin Klein, which is very big. You know, all the kids are wearing the Calvin Klein again.
Yeah.
I just felt like Betty Wop's music, like, kind of crossed over. You could listen to it in the club. You could listen to it wherever. Like, my mother knows Betty Wop. I am a huge Tori Kelly fan. I would love to see her get it, especially after the campaign. I think she's doing kind of what Tyrese did with Coca-Cola right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's awesome for her, and I saw her on YouTube. You know, my first interview with her was just congratulating her that she finally came out, and she's a very emotional singer. But I feel like, I don't know, that one I'm kind of not sure about. And Meghan Trainor, I like her as a writer. I'm still trying to get to her as an artist.
Was all about the I don't even know. That was her first big hit, right? I'm all about the is that Grammy worthy in the first
yes.
place?
But let's say, I don't know, do you feel like it is? Because
no.
I mean, then you have a Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl type of thing, or, you know, one of those records where it's like, or Jessie J, she has the Domino. I feel like those are very big pop records.
Yeah.
But are they Grammy worthy? Again, it's you just don't know. But Meghan Trainor seems to be a hit with people and radio, so it might cross over to her getting Best New Artist.
It could. I don't know. But is she... I guess she's not really a new artist. I guess now falling in where the submission dates and everything are, I guess, yeah, technically she's new. But she's been around for a couple years now, hasn't she?
She's been around for a little bit, which is why I say she's someone that reminds me of a Carrie Hilson.
Yeah.
Carrie Hilson started as a writer. just even as Neo did as well. Started off as a writer and then they're producing as well. And now there are faces out there. So people are seeing them. And I think that's kind of a good connection as far as artists are concerned, because we know you can handle the writing, but the other big question is, can you translate into record sales and be an artist like a Beyonce or Taylor Swift?
E! News correspondent, our gal Sibley, still joining us on the line talking Grammys. Very quickly, though, are we expecting Lady Gaga to show up in something wild or as like her Marilyn Monroe alter ego? What do you think?
You know what? I'm glad you brought up the Marilyn Monroe alter ego. And I love her at her natural state of giving me the old school va-va-voom, but not overdoing it. I love that she found herself, and she seems super happy. So I'm expecting her to come out very sexy, sleek, not over the top, and very clean. Like, I love Lady Gaga like that.
This is where I'm conflicted, though. Is that the real her? Or is this a character that she's also playing? That's what bothers me. I don't know. I don't know what to... I can't read her. Like, I can't figure her out. Which is maybe part of the secrecy of it all.
Which is probably a good thing. And I think that's, like, a little bit of a... You know, that thing that she hides. I think that makes you even... If you've never watched Gaga before, you've never seen her or known about her, I think that's her little gem. She can pull out anything and be anyone. I mean, look, she just was at with the Golden Globes and won... You know, on a show that she's never even done television before. So it's like she kind of just takes over everything she does, and she does it in a different way each time, and I think that's what's great about her.
Well, I mean, now let's talk about the Golden Globes quickly, because that's something where everybody was like, really, her? And it seemed, they were saying, people
right.
were saying, critics were saying, seemed disingenuous, kind of saying, here's this music artist who's all, you know, choked up, and, you know, that was bad acting is what people were saying. Thoughts?
You know what, I think that's the thing where you said, is that really her? We'll never know.
Right.
At the end of the day, I don't think we'll ever know. And with artists, like, when you have an artist like a Prince or a Madonna, or you have a Lady Gaga, who they can be different characters and wear these crazy outfits, but yet it still in a way seems like home to them, we'll never know. I don't think we will, and I think that's a mystery that I like about artists, and I think that's why I love music so much, that when you have someone who's such a character, they can play any role, and you just don't know, but it kind of makes you mad, but you don't know.
Right. So, the Grammys, it seems to be an award show where people have different style, as we're talking about Gaga. It's not formal like the Oscars, yes. It's not casual and dressy like the SAG Awards. Music artists have a different style. I know you know style. So what are you expecting to see on the red carpet this year? Who do you think? Make a prediction. Who's going to stand out? Who are people going to be talking about all night and the next day?
You know who I hope they do, because I really am fighting for her. I love her, and I know she's got a huge fan base. Demi Lovato, like, now, because she, like, owns it so much. I think she's on the cover of Allure right now, and she just looks so clean and fresh-faced. But I love the fact that her and, who else is it? Is it Selena Gomez? They just, you know what? They're over the whole body shaming thing. They love being a woman, and they're accepting it. And they're like, you know what? I don't need to sit here and cover myself. And let me just be me. So I'm hoping those two come out, and they just have something like va-va-voom over the top that we don't expect.
Have we heard, is Miley Cyrus going to be there?
I hope Miley Cyrus shows up with her boo. I hope that she comes out and does her thing, but I don't know. I'm wondering, Miley's kind of, I don't know if she's changing right now, if she wants to be back the old Miley, or if she's going to continue what she's doing with, you know, over-the-top kittens all over her pictures and different things like that. I would like to see what she does. I'll be surprised at what she does either way.
Are you expecting her to show up with dogs or cats or some sort of a pet? Like, she's a dog sitter now, I hear, right? She's dog sitting for the boyfriend or the fiance. Are they engaged again,
I mean,
or what's the deal?
Is she a dog sitter? I know that for Miley, I think if she does show up with a bunch of dogs, I would hope she would do it in Dalmatian style and make it like just, I don't know, look like Cruella de Vil and come out. If you're going to do it, just own it and go all the way.
I'd be worried that Gaga would take them and make a coat out of them, though. That's what concerns me about this.
Oh, my God.
No?
I mean, she's worn meat before, right? She had a meat dress, so we never know.
Oh, PETA and the ASPCA are going to have a crap fit at the Grammys this year if that happens. So, one final prediction.
Wait, let's not harm the animals.
No. One final prediction. Who do you think is there going to be a sweep this year by anybody? What do you think?
I mean, you know what? I would love to say, I know we hadn't talked about on this, about any of the other categories, but I would love to see, I mean, I'm missing Hotline Bling from Drake, which
yes.
I thought that would have been up there. Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah,
I would love to see everything that he's nominated for, just because, I mean, first of all, Obama vouches for him.
Yes.
And I feel like he brought back real hip-hop, and he actually stands for something. And I love that he doesn't overdo anything, and he comes out, he's himself. And he just owns his art. So I think, if anything, I would love to see him come out and take some awards home.
And you know what? We love E's red carpet coverage, Fashion Police, and E! News, of course. Boy, you just covered all there. And the Kardashians, to boot. Can you
right?
believe that?
We got everything.
Everybody. All right. Well, Sibley, thanks so much from E! News for joining us. And we're going to be watching the Grammys. Can't wait.
Can't wait. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thanks.